Welcome to the special highlight edition of Your Career featuring Todd Burmont, author of 10 Insider Secrets to a Winning Job Search and the Careers College. Today's topic is the hiring process. Let's tune in to the program already in progress as Todd discusses tips and techniques you can use to land your ideal job.
Ah, the job search. It can be one of the most rewarding and frustrating activities we ever participate in. For those of you who have ever been frustrated at a lack of success in responding to posted job opportunities on sites like Monster.com or CareerBuilder or Indeed, I'd like to first of all share with you some shocking statistics. There we go. Stats. How about that? That you might not be aware of. First of all, according to several studies, as many as 8 out of every 10 new jobs are never advertised. Now, I can believe this statistic because throughout my career, I've been involved in the hiring of over 50 people, and I can only remember a small handful of them that were ever advertised on a site like Monster or Indeed. Why is this? Because hiring managers don't like to take risks. When you go to a store to buy a hamburger or a steak, it has a stamp of approval on it. The USDA certifies that the meat is theoretically safe to eat. But when it comes to hiring people, people don't get stamped by the USDA. However, the equivalent of that is a referral. Consequently, most any hiring manager would prefer to look at their network of people for candidates before advertising any position. If the hiring manager is not able to find someone through his or her own network, then often they'll bring in a recruiter. And it's only after all options have been exercised in a lot of cases that the employer will actually advertise a position. Now, certainly there are employers over a certain size that do a certain amount of business with the federal government to where there are some mandates that every position has to be advertised, but that's not the case with most companies and most positions. So now let's look at the job sites themselves. You know, because certainly there are some jobs that are advertised. In fact, hundreds of thousands of jobs are advertised. Otherwise, sites like Monster and Indeed would not be able to exist. Often, though, these are lower-paying jobs where using a recruiter is too costly. Or these jobs can also be with smaller employers like the small to medium-sized businesses that do not have large recruiting budgets. While indeed thousands of jobs are advertised online, let's take a look at your odds of getting an interview from one. On average, an online job posting will get 250 resumes. Yes, according to many studies, on average, 250 people will apply to a single job opening. Now, the average hiring manager is only going to interview 5 people. So that means you have just a 5 out of 250 chance of landing a job interview from applying to an ad online. In other words, if you drill down a little further on the numbers, that means you have a 2 out of 100 chance, or just a 2% chance of getting a job interview from an online posting. Thus, if you're wondering, you know, why when I've sent out over 100 resumes have I only gotten 2 or 3 interviews? Now you know why. You've got good company, because those are the average odds. However, before I depress you, there is a better way to get interviews. But before we look at that, I want to spend a couple of brief moments taking you through the hiring process so you understand how all this works. First of all, a lot of people don't realize that employers, we don't create jobs just to be nice people. We create jobs to solve a business need. So the first step of the hiring process is that there has to be a business need associated with it. Now, just because you have a need doesn't necessarily mean that solving that need is hiring somebody. There may be a multitude of options. Let's say a company wants to increase sales. Well, you could do that by advertising on billboards. You could do that by advertising on the radio. You could increase your sales by hiring a top drawer salesperson. So there's a lot of different options. What a company will do is they'll look at all those options and then they'll look at the return on investment for each option. So companies will look at the different ROIs, and then from there they're going to choose the the solution that has that best return on investment. Now, let's say that best return on investment is hiring a salesperson or hiring a person. Now, they have to go about establishing a business case for that and getting a budget to hire that person. After that, then a job description is created. Then the hiring manager is going to reach out to his or her network of individuals to try to find that ideal candidate. Then if they're he or she is not able to find an ideal candidate, they may reach out to a recruiter. Then if they still haven't had any luck, at that point, maybe they're going to advertise the position online. So you see how many steps go by in the hiring process before a position ever gets posted online. So with that being the case, it's important for you to get into the job search cycle and the hiring process as early as possible. Ideally, you want to help a company create a business case and establish the need for hiring you. The earlier you can get in on the hiring process, the greater your chances are of getting the job.
Thank you for listening to this special highlight edition of Your Career with Todd Burmont. For more valuable job search advice, check out the Careers College, tcclearning.com, and 10stepjobsearch.com. That's the Careers College, tcclearning.com, and 10stepjobsearch.com. Thank you again for listening to this program, and best wishes for a successful job search.